This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've come to the conclusion of the Old Testament now in our reading project. What was anticipated in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. The New Testament is built on the foundation of the Old Testament. To understand the Old Testament, you will need to be familiar with the New Testament, and likewise, you will have a limited understanding of what the New Testament declares without at least a familiarity of what is said in the Old Testament. We've looked at the law, history, poetry, and prophecy in the Old Testament. Each element adds a dimension of truth that enlightens our understanding of others. As I pointed out at the beginning of the prophetical books, you will understand more of what the prophets had to say if you are familiar with their historical setting. The same can be said about the poetical books. The experiences described are better understood if you know the bigger context. If you don't understand the foundational books of the law, you will have a hard time understanding the rest of the story. It's like logic. The premise you start with will determine what follows in any argument. Jesus declared in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Here, the law and the prophets refers to the whole Old Testament. Jesus fulfilled all that was anticipated in the Old Testament and is God's answer to meet all of the needs in humankind introduced in the Old Testament and experienced in human history. As we go into the New Testament, we will be starting with the book of Romans. I would like to encourage you to prepare your heart for an adventure that could very well change your life.